horses. Well, I have a good movie to recommend for all the men here. Nicholas Sparks is a girl writer. He writes romantic novels. And one of his novels has been made into a book called The Notebook. I'm sorry, one of them was, but A Walk to Remember.
叫可值得记忆的散步。
So if you guys want to have a great date night, you can rent any movie that Nicholas Sparks is the author of.
如果你们在座的人想有一个很好的约会，你们就可以借这个人写的书。他写任何一本书都对你约会有帮助。
But let me tell you about the movie A Walk to Remember.
我们现在讲的这个电影就叫一个值得回忆的散步。
The two main characters in the book, one is a gal named Jamie Sullivan.
这个电影里面有两个人物，一个就是一个姑娘，叫做就这个姑娘。
And Jamie is the daughter of a pastor.
这个女主人公叫 Jamie, 她是一个牧师的女儿。
She has old-fashioned values, and she dresses in plain clothing.
她的很传统，她穿的衣服都很传统，保守。
The good thing about Jamie Sullivan is that she knows exactly who she is.
她的好处就在于她很明白自己是谁。
Her faith has determined her identity.
因为她的信仰决定了她的身份。
And even though every day that she goes to high school, she is tested, she stands firm in who she is because she gets her identity from God.
她每天去学校上课，受到很多试探，但是呢，她很坚定自己的信仰，因为她知道她是神的儿女。
The other lead character in this movie is a boy named Landon Carter.
另外一个男主人公是一个男孩子，叫做 Landon。
And Landon has no idea of who he is.
Landon 他不知道自己是谁。
He comes from a divorced home, so he has a fragmented life.
因为他的父母离婚了，所以他的生活也不完整。
And in a sense, he's trying to discover who he is.
他正在试图发现自己到底是谁。
Well, in this movie, both these characters are put together into a very interesting mix of relationships.
在这部电影里面，就是这男女主人公相遇，并且发生了一连串的事情。
In a sense, Jamie is running her life, running to please God and running to God.
女主人公Jamie, 她一直是向神奔跑，要离神越来越近。
And Landon is running away from God, trying to get as far away from any authority as possible.
而男主人公 Landon, 他就是试图要跑，跑得越远越好。
Today what I want to do is take a look at another person who was running A person who is running away from God.
今天我们要讲另外一个逃跑的人。
And his name is Jonah.
他就叫约拿。
And he gives us a very good understanding of where our identity should come from in life.
约拿的故事告诉我们，我们要怎么样发现自己的身份呢？
Let me ask you a very personal question as we start today.
先问大家一个比较私人的问题。
Would you say that your life is running to God in order to please Him?
你觉不觉得你的生活是在向神奔跑，是去取悦神呢？
Or are you running away from God, trying to get away from His authority?
或者你是试图远离神。
There's only two directions that we can run in life.
在我们的生活中只有这两种方向。
Let's take a look at this great book
and 就看看这本书。
Try to discover who we are and what direction we should run our lives.
并且发现我们是谁，我们在生活中向哪一个方向奔跑。
What I'm going to focus on is four sources of our identity.
在辨明我们身份的时候，我们需要四种资源。
Now, everybody knows this story, so it should be familiar to you, but why don't we start with reading verses 1 and 2 of Jonah, chapter 1.
我们先来读约拿书第一章第一第二节。耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说，你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。
That phrase, the word of the Lord came, is a technical Hebrew phrase.
神耶和华的话临到，这是一个希伯来人常讲的一个词组。
It's describing the calling or the function of the word of God in this prophet's life.
当他们这样讲的时候，就是说神的话啊，被一个先知所知道。
This word coming from God gave Jonah his identity, gave him his prime directive in life, gave him his purpose and his mission.
当这里面讲到耶和华的话临到约拿，这就表明了约拿的身份，还有他的目的和他的使命。
The same is true for us. It is the word of God that gives us the direction to run our life.
在我们生命中也是一样的，就是靠神的话才让我们知道我们在生活中向什么地方奔跑。
Either we believe that the word of God is the directive of our life, or we believe that God's word is irrelevant. There's no in between.
你或者相信神的话是给你生命的指示、教导，或者你觉得神的话与你毫无关系。
So when Jonah runs away from God, he's running away from his own identity.
当约拿想从神那里逃跑的时候，他其实是想从自己的真实身份里面逃跑。
He is saying, God, I don't want you to give me my identity. I want to take control of my life.
他想说的是，神呐，我不想让你告诉我是谁，要做什么，我自己要决定自己是谁，要做什么。
He's saying that I am not pleased with what your word is telling me, so I will be the authority. I will be the director. I will be the captain of my life.
也就是说，约拿不喜欢神告诉他做的事情，神要约拿要做自己的主人，自己的船长，自己的决定自己的命运。
And you know what that is?
这什么意思呢？
That's the essence of sin.
那其实就是罪的根本。
Sin says, I will decide who I am, and I will decide the direction that I will run with my life.
罪就是我们执意认为知道自己是谁，要做自己想做的事情。
So many times we think of sin simply as breaking the rules, but it's much more than that.
我们经常想到罪的时候，就想啊，所谓犯罪嘛，就是不按照规矩办事。其实那比这个还要深远。
Sin is building an identity apart from God.
犯罪就是给自己一个身份，给自己一个和神无关的身份。
I'll be back. That's okay. Why don't you sit here? Why don't we pretend you're God?
我现在坐这儿，假设我就是神。
This is the way God intended us to live life.
这就是神想让我们怎么就这样让我们这么生活。
To be in a face-to-face relationship with God, where I am getting my identity from what God says.
神希望我们能这样在生活中和神面对面。
Now, what did Jonah do with his chair in this relationship?
但是约拿他坐在他的椅子上，他是怎么做的呢？
He did this.
约拿他就这样。
He decided that he was not going to live by the word of God, so he was going to change the direction of his life.
约拿决定他不愿意和神面对面，他要改变生活的方向。
This is sin.
他所面对的就是罪恶的方向。
Thank you.The question is, what sits in that chair in your life?
现在我要问大家的问题就是，在你的生活中，什么东西在你坐对面的那个椅子上？
There are probably people in this room that your business and your success and your finance is where you get your identity from.
也许在座的人当中，有的人把你自己的生意、你的金钱，还有你的成功放在前面那把椅子上。
It could be that that chair is education, and after you have your fourth PhD, you're going to say, "Now I've arrived."
也许那把椅子上放的是你的教育，你的第四个博士学位。
It could be that that chair are your children and the success of your children.
也许那把椅子上坐的是你的儿女，还有他们的成功。
The question is, what is the source of your identity?
问题就是，你到底是谁？你的身份是什么？
If it's anything else than a face-to-face with God, you're building on a foundation that's going to erode.
如果你不是和神面对面的话，你给自己所做的一切都将归于枉然。
A second source of our identity is found in obedience.
我们认识自己身份的第二个资源就是要服从。
It's not enough to know the word of God. Once we know it, we must obey it.
仅仅知道神的话语是不够的，我们还要服从他的话。
Could you read 3 and 10?
我现在读第三到第十节。约拿却起来逃往他师去躲避耶和华，下到约帕。遇见一只船要往他师去，他就给了船架，上了船，要与船上的人同往他师去躲避耶和华。然而耶和华使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏，水手便惧怕，个人哀求自己的神，他们将船上的货物抛在海中，为要使船倾斜。约拿已下到底舱，躺卧沉睡，船主到他那里对他说，你这沉睡的人呐，为何这样呢？起来，求告你的神，或者神顾念我们，使我们不至灭亡。船上的人彼此说，来吧，我们抽签，看看这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故。于是他们抽签，抽出约拿来。众人对他说，请你告诉我们，这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故？你以何事为业？你从哪里来？你是哪一国哪一族的人？他说，我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华，那创造沧海旱地之天上的神。他们就大大惧怕，对他说，你做的是什么事呢？他们已经知道他躲避耶和华，因为他告诉了他们。
Question is, why is Jonah running from God?
问题就是，为什么约拿要从神那里逃跑呢？
Let me tell you what most people think is the answer to that.
现在告诉你们大多数人的解答。
Nineveh was a bad place.
尼尼微是一个很坏的地方。
If you went to Nineveh today, where would you be?
你如果今天到尼尼微去，你会怎么样呢？
You'd be in Iraq.
你会去见到一堆废墟。
You'd actually be about 50 miles south of Baghdad.
那是在离巴格达附近有50英里的地方。
The Assyrians.The capital was Nineveh.
尼尼微是当时亚述人的首都。
And the Assyrians were a brutal people.
亚述人是很残忍的民族。
They were the most feared army of their day.
在他们的时代人人都害怕亚述的军队。
If you're a little squeamish, you better close your ears. I'm going to tell you some things that the Assyrians used to do.
小朋友最好把耳朵捂起来，因为我们要讲一讲亚述人的一些罪行。
When they would come to a city and defeat it, do you know what they did with the intelligence and the top people of that city?
如果他们征服了一个城市，你知道他们会把城里的人怎么样？
They would cut their heads off and stack them in a pyramid at the city gate.
他会把城里面的执政掌权人的头切下来，然后呢，把他们堆在一起，堆成一座山。
And that was the best way that they treated you.
那只不过是他们能够对待你的最好的方式的一种。
They also would take spears and spear you and stick you into the ground and let you die for days.
他们也许会用长矛插住把你戳穿，然后呢把你挂在地上，让你就这么等死。
And they were also known for skinning people alive.
他们还甚至要活剥你的皮。
They did this so that there would be no country that would even think about invading them.
他们如此凶残地对待这些人，是因为就是让这些人知道没有人可以抵抗他们。
And they were very successful.
他们啊，是攻城略地都很成功。
So most people think Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh because he was afraid he'd end up on the pole.
所以大多数人认为约拿不愿意去尼尼微，因为他害怕，他不愿意被他们挂在那个木头上等死。
But that's not the reason.
其实并不是这样的。
Look in chapter 4 verses 1 and 2. We'll find the reason there.
我们看第四章啊一二节那几句话告诉我们啊真正的原因。第一到这事约拿大大不悦且甚发怒，就祷告耶和华说：耶和华啊，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他失去。耶和华啊，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着的还好。
Jonah is afraid that God is going to be gracious to these people and forgive them.
约拿不愿意去尼尼微，因为他怕神真的会宽恕尼尼微的人，他怕神真的会不降灾给他们。
These are the bad guys. They need to be punished.
因为这些都是坏人，约拿想让他们被惩罚。
So Jonah disobeys the word of God.
所以约拿就违背了神的话。
Because he knows better than God.
因为他觉得他比神更知道什么是好，什么是坏。
Have you ever disobeyed God?
你们有没有违背神的话呢？
God told you, you know what, I want you to forgive that person even though they hurt you deeply.
神说啊，虽然那个人曾经深深地伤害了你，我还是希望你能够赦免他。
God says, you know what? I want you to trust me with your finances, and I want you to start tithing.
神说啊，你们要相信我，在钱财上相信我，要有十一奉献。
God says, I want you to break out of your bondage to sin, and I want you to repent and renounce that sin.
神也告诉我们，让我们与自己的罪隔绝，让我们啊祷告啊，祈求神的宽恕赦免。
God says, I want you to change things at home, and I want you to be the man of the home and the spiritual leader.
神让我们在家里面有所改变，神让我们在家里面做他的属灵的代表。
See, sometimes God tells us things that we think we just can't do that.
神告诉我们这些，我们就觉得自己做不了，做不到。
And when we do that, we hurt our identity.
当我们认为自己做不到神的指示的时候，我们其实是破坏了自己的身份。
But if we would hear the word of God and we would obey that word, that would change our identity.
如果我们坐在这儿跟神面对面，听了他的话，并且服从他的话，那就会改变我们的身份。
What this is, this is a GPS from God.
这是什么？这就像神给了我们一个全球定位系统。
Now I'm a real man. I don't own a GPS.
牧师说他自己是个真男人，他不需要定位系统。
I can get lost by myself. I don't need anybody's help.
他自己丢了就丢了，不需要有人告诉他怎么走。
But when we went to New Orleans to do some work down there, one of our team members had a GPS and brought it along with us.
他们去新奥尔良啊服侍的时候啊，他们同行的有一个人带了一个定位系统。
And the GPS is in 300 yards, turn right, turn right.
那个定位系统就不时地发出指令说，前方300米，向右转，向右转。
Now if I was stubborn, I'd go by and they'd go recalculating, recalculating.
但是他牧师他不听，他就开过去了，然后那个GPS说啊，再重新计算。
But it's not enough just to hear the GPS, you need to obey the GPS to get to your destination.
你拥有一个定位系统是没用的，你必须要听从你的定位系统。
This is my fear for the church today. We have plenty of knowledge of what God wants us to do.
这就是牧师为今天的教会所担心的，因为我们知道已经足够了，知道神告诉我们的什么都已经足够了。
Our problem is we're not obeying him.
我们的根本问题就是我们不听从。
And it's in obedience that we find our identity.
只有在我们听神的话的时候，我们才找到自己真实的身份。
Our identity is also found in our mission.
我们的身份还是另外一个方面，就是从我们自己的使命中发现自己的身份。
What was the mission that God sent Jonah on?
神啊，给了约拿一个什么使命呢？
Preach the word to Nineveh.
去给尼尼微的人讲述神的啊事情。
But in verses 5 and 6, what do we see the new mission of Jonah's life?
但是当5到6节你们看约拿他把自己的使命定位成什么？
Find a comfortable place to sleep.
他却下到舱底躺卧沉睡。
What's so ironic is that he has changed preaching to now comfort.
这是可笑的是他没有去传道而是自己寻求安慰。
And what is ironic is that he's the only one able to sleep on this entire boat.
而更可笑的是整条船上只有约拿一个人还睡得着觉。
So you having a good night of rest doesn't mean you're on the right mission.
所以如果你晚上睡得很好很香也并不能证明你的人生目标是正确的。
Most people have no idea why they're here on this planet.
好多人都不清楚自己为什么要在这个星球上生活。
If I came up to you and said, can you tell me the mission for your life? What would you say to me?
如果我走到你面前说你的人生使命是什么你将怎么回答呢？
USA Today had an article a few years ago that only 3% of Americans have a written mission statement for their life.
几年前有一篇文章说全美国只有 3% 的人有一个写了一个自己的人生使命。
If you ask 100 people,What's the mission of your life? You know what they're going to say to you?
如果你问100个人他们人生的使命是什么你猜他们会怎么说呢？
Be happy.
快乐而已吧。
Find a comfortable place to sleep.
有个舒服的地方可以睡个好觉。
And so their comfort has defined their identity.
对这些人来讲他们生活的舒适决定了他们的身份。
And I just think we need to wrestle with that.
你们觉得自己这样就是问心无愧吗？
The goal of life is not to be comfortable.
我们人生的目的不是要有舒适的生活。
The goal of our lives is not for us to be happy.
人生的目的也不是为了使我们能够感到快乐。
Let me suggest this as the goal for our lives.
我现在向大家建议一种人生的方向。
Make God happy.
那就是去讨神喜悦。
Live for His honor and live for His glory.
为神的荣耀，为神的为神而活。
Live to make His name known wherever we are.
为了使神的名能够传到天下。
It's not about us. It's about Him.
这我们的生命不是仅仅因为我们，而是因为神的。
That's what I love about Jamie Sullivan in A Walk to Remember.
这就是为什么牧师他喜欢开头提到那部电影里面的女主人公。
She knew her mission and in life, and it made her so distinct and so unusual. She stood out amongst the crowd.
因为那个小女孩，她很清楚地知道自己人生的使命是什么，这就使她在众人之中能够脱颖而出。
It's time for us to shift away from trying to find ourselves and start finding God.
现在是时候让我们能够从寻找自己而转向寻找神。
Can I tell you one question that God's going to ask you one day face to face?
我们都知道我们终将和神面对面，那时候神会问我们一个问题。
You should have an answer for this because he will ask you.
你应该现在准备好你的答案，因为神会问你这个问题。
Every one of us will stand before him and he's going to ask, who were your disciples?
有一天我们都将面对神，神会问我们，你们的门徒是谁？
Do you remember the prime directive that he gave us?
记不记得他给我们的那个大方向？
Go into all the world and make disciples of all nations.
那就是把他的福音传到地极，并且使人做他的门徒。
He will ask you, how did you do in disciple making?
神会问我们，我们 我们有几个门徒。
So go home today and start writing your answer.
你自己回家想一想，写个答案。
That will change your identity.
那就会使你的身份发生转变。
See, what has happened in our churches now is we think the pastor's the disciple maker.
在今天的教会里，大家都认为只有牧师才可以培养门徒。
That's not true. We're all disciple makers.
那这个不对，我们大家每个人都应该培养门徒。
And our last identity source is found in God's grace.
最后一点就是，我们是从神的救恩中看到自己的身份。
Would you mind reading chapter 2?
我来读第二章。
It's a great story. This is a prayer.With a prophet with seaweed wrapped around his hair. Just picture that as this is
read. 一个在鱼肚子里的先知向神的祷告，他祷告的时候头上可能还顶着一些海草之类。约拿在鱼腹中祷告耶和华他的神说，我遭遇患难，求告耶和华，你就应允我，从阴间的深处呼求，你就俯听我的声音，你将我投下深渊，就是海的深处，大水环绕我，你的波浪洪涛都漫过我身。我说，我从你眼前虽被驱逐，我仍要仰望你的圣殿。诸水环绕我，几乎淹没我，深渊围住我，海草缠绕我的头，我下到山根，地的门将我永远关住。耶和华我的神啊，你却将我的性命从坑中救出来。我心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华，我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你的面前。那信奉虚无之神的人离弃怜爱他们的主，但我必用感谢的声音献祭于你，我所许的愿我必偿还，救恩出于耶和华。耶和华吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐在旱地上。
So how is Jonah going to turn this around?
那么约拿怎么样改变自己的处境呢？
Work harder, be a better person.
他更加努力工作，做一个更好的人。
Turn over a new leaf, keep the Ten Commandments.
他在人生开始新的一页，在好好遵守神的十诫吗？
Listen, Jonah was better than any person in this room.
你们听好了，约拿其实比我们在座每一位都要好。
He helped old ladies across the street. He gave to the poor.
他帮助老人过马路，他给穷人有帮助。
He was the best guy in town. He was the best behaved guy. He was a prophet.
他是这个一个地方你能找到的最好的人了。他是个先知。
For us to be changed, we need more than behavior modification.
我们要想改变自己，我们所能做的要我们需要的比那个行为上的改变要多得多。
We need a transformation that only happens by experiencing God's grace.
我们要有根本的改变，这根本的改变只能从经历神的恩典得来。
And how does this get accomplished? By giving him a storm, a whale of a storm.
怎么样让我们经历神的恩典呢？就是神给我们这些人生的风暴。
I hate to say this.But I know very few people that have ever been changed outside of going through a tremendously difficult storm.
这点呢，不太容易告诉大家，但是确实是牧师他所见过的那些有根本改变的人，一般都是经过了人生的就是这种大的风暴。
The worst thing that can happen to you is that you become prosperous and wealthy and healthy and comfortable.
你其实人生所遇到的最坏的事情，其实是你一直是无忧无虑、衣食无忧啊，没有什么任何困难。这就是人生能发生的最坏的事情。其实
，Because when that happens to us, guess what we do with God?
因为当你的人生一帆风顺的时候，你们对神会采取什么态度呢
？I'll check in with you next week. Everything's going fine. I got to get out to the golf course right now, God.
你就会说，哎呀，我下礼拜再跟你祷告吧，我现在急着要去打高尔夫球了。
But when the storm clouds roll in and you lose your job and your family's not going in the right direction, what do you do?
但是如果你丢了工作，你的家庭生活发生了困难，那你会怎么办呢？
You fall on your knees and you pray and you say, God, please be gracious to me.
那时候你就会跪下祷告，向神呼求，说神啊，求你给我恩典。
Well, guess where Jonah's praying?
你们猜猜约拿是怎么祷告的？
He's in the belly of a whale.
他是在一个鱼的肚子里。
I can see him there. Lord, be gracious to me. Oof.
他肯定也是在那儿啊，坐都坐不稳，祷告的时候。
It's so interesting, but when he was thrown over the side of the boat, that was his salvation.
有趣的是，当人们把他从船上扔下海里的时候，那一刻，也就是他的救恩开始的时候。
It was in losing his life that he found his life.
正是因为失去了他的生命，他才又重新找到了生命。
It was in surrendering everything that he gained God.
在他完全放弃所有的事情，所有一切的时候，他才找到了神。
The only way for us to be radically changed in our identity is to go through the storms of life and discover the grace of God.
如果我们要经历彻底的改变，我们只能是经历人生的风暴，从中找到神。
What's so interesting is that Jonah realizes that this isn't an ordinary storm.
而且有意思的是什么呢？约拿他在风暴开始的时候，他就意识到这不是一个普通的风暴。
That this is a storm sent by God to save him.
他就意识到这是神用风暴来拯救他。
And he is radically changed and goes to Nineveh and preaches the gospel.
从这事以后，他就有根本的改变，他就去了尼尼微去传神的旨意。
And what is interesting is because of his obedience, the estimates are that over 600,000 people heard the gospel message and many of them responded to God.
更有意思的是，尼尼微当地600,000人听了约拿的就是归向神，就是回转归向神。
Maybe there's a Jonah in this room.
也许在座的就有约拿。
Maybe there's someone here that's running away from God right now.
也许在座就有试图远离神的人。
But if you would surrender your life to Him, He would radically change you and change the culture around you.
但是如果你心甘情愿的向神屈服，你就会改变自己，也改变身边所有的人。
My prayer is that this room would be filled with Jonas.
我的祷告就是我请神让在座各位都是约拿。
This is a desperate hour for our culture.
因为现在是我们当今是个没落的时代。
And we need people to be radically changed from the inside out by God's grace.
我们希望能够靠神的恩典，使大家能够从根本有所改变。
All right, let me end with another movie. This is a movie just for guys.
结束的时候再讲一个电影，这个电影就是给男生看的。
Remember, Nicholas Sparks for Date Night.
前面讲那个作家，他写的都是女生看的。
For the guys' night, I want you to rent The Borg Supremacy, The Bourne Supremacy, Jason Bourne.
现在男生看的电影就是Jason Bourne.
Anyone see any of the Bourne movies?
你们有没有
Okay, there you go. Now you know. This is a guy, he's a CIA agent, and he has amnesia.
这个 Jason Bourne, 他其实是一个中情局的警探。
And he's living his life, and he doesn't know who he is.
但是他却失去了记忆，他不知道自己到底是谁。
In the first one, he's in Switzerland, and he's riding with a German woman.
在第一集里面，他在瑞士和一个德国的一个女的在车上有一段对话。
And he's running from the police, and he doesn't know why.
那时候他正拼命要从警察手里面逃跑，但是他又不知道为什么要逃跑。
In desperation, he turns to this gal, and he says, "I don't know who I am, and I don't know where I'm going."
他是当时被逼急了，他就对这个人说，我不知道我是谁，我也不知道我要去哪儿。
Who are you? And where are you going?
你是谁？你在往何处去？
You need to answer those questions.
你需要回答这些问题。
Are you running to God? Or are you running away from God?
你在向神的方向奔跑，还是跑离神呢？
Who are you and where are you running?
你是谁？你在向什么方向奔跑？
Lord, I pray that we would answer those questions today.
主啊，我们向你祈求，祈求你能今天给我们答案。
I pray, Lord, that you would speak to all of us concerning the answers to those two questions.
主啊，求你对我们每一个人亲自讲话，告诉我们这些问题的答案。
And I pray for your word to give us direction.
我请求你使你的话语给我们方向。
For obedience to give us direction.
也赐给我们服从的心。
For mission and grace to give us direction.
并且从给我们使命，给我们恩典，让我们知道我们的方向。
Forgive us, Lord, for trying to find our identity in the things of this world.
主啊，求你饶恕我们，我们都曾经试图从这个世界的事情中找到自己的身份。
For turning our chairs in the wrong direction.
求你赦免我们，我们都曾把我们的椅子转到远离你的方向。
Help us to obey your GPS that you've given to us with your word.
帮助我们能够听从你的定位系统的指示。
In Jesus' name we pray this.
耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.